This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Running with Horses, a podcast devoted to inspire you concerning a relationship with Almighty God that empowers you to accomplish things you never thought possible. Shirley Weaver wants to take you there. And now, here's today's episode.
Many of my friends and those whose paths have crossed with mine are experiencing a lot of challenge right now in their lives in the form of sudden crisis, sudden demand placed upon them, an unusual load. You know, it could be heavy. The load could be heavy, but for the Lord in our lives, right? So crisis is something we do not insulate ourselves from because we cannot insulate ourselves from crisis. It's an important part of life. And in the life of the believer, it has a way of measuring us. Wouldn't you agree? For example, when demand is placed upon me that requires more of my time than I would necessarily like to surrender, my routine has to change to accommodate someone else or someone else's need or their schedule. You know, this part of life really comes suddenly. It's a revealer of who I really am. You know who I say I am, but there are things in life that reveal who I really am, how much I can take, how much I can carry, where my faith is, I mean, where my faith really is. And amazingly, some you'd think that should have the most to give, you know, they've been really blessed by the Lord and by life in general. You know, there are two distinctions there. The Lord blesses us, but life has a way of rewarding us whether we love God or not, whether we are surrendered to Him or not. That's another message another time, but just throw that in. So those that should have the most to give in times of crisis, they just can't bring themselves to it. They just cannot arise to the occasion. They can't make the arrangements mentally to remove themselves from the equation and prioritize someone else's need. And you know why? Proverbs 24:10 tells us it is because they are small. They are very small. You see, these things happen in the heart. So my heart is measured. Your heart is measured the way we respond to adversity. Proverbs 4, verses 20 through 22. My child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep into your heart, for they bring life to those who find them and healing to their whole body. They bring healing to your whole body. You know, when we experience any crisis suddenly, without a warning, at that moment, the faith necessary to believe God for the desired outcome becomes really critical. Just as the crisis arrives suddenly, at that very same moment, we realize if our faith is ready for the sudden thing that has now come, is before us. In a sense, you could say, is upon us. It is a weight transferred to our shoulders. At this time, we see whether our faith is sufficiently strong to confidently apply God's word as the final authority in the situation. That means whether God's word is our first result, whether God's word is our first resort and firm foundation for the outcome that we want, the one that we know God wants. In that crisis, in that point right there, we quickly realize where we are and where we are not in our faith. Underline, in our faith. Make a note right there. It tells us not where we are in our financial condition, not where we are in our social status in life. It reveals where we are in our faith, in our faith. Without faith, it is possible to please God. You know, that's what we're talking about. Where are we in our faith? And this is really important because you know where faith comes from. It only comes from one place. It only comes from God's word. That's it. There's no other place. It's not religion. It's not doctrine. Faith builds God's wisdom into the fiber of your everyday life, where your right this minute reality is. Faith is the storehouse of God's word that is in your heart, sufficient to meet and carry you through the crisis. So you see, we've just come full circle in our discussion. We started out, there is a crisis that is upon us. It wasn't there last night or earlier this morning or at any point before it was there, before we knew about it. So that's where we are now. Where is our faith? Where are we in our faith? And is God's word that is stored in my heart right this minute, is it sufficient? Boy, that is a question right there. Important question to do a little self-check, because you're going to need it. Going to need it for the crisis. And you know, I've found that when I ask myself that question, the answer is clear. I either have it or I don't have it. And I'm reminded just of something recently. And as I started to pray in the situation, I just acknowledged before the Lord, I said, Father, I do not have the faith for this. I do not. I need you desperately right now, because I realize that I do not have the faith. I do not have the confidence. I do not have a strong belief that you will respond, that you will hear, that you will answer what this outcome will look like. It's making me feel really vulnerable and very frightened. That's what happens. I know you can relate. I know you can identify. That is what happens. That's why at that point, we can sometimes do really goofy things. Really, we can say and do some very goofy, especially religious things right there, because the truth is the confidence that's in my heart is not sufficient for right now. And not to make a doctrine out of that point, or to diminish anyone or promote anyone else. It is just to say, we've all been there. We have. Hebrews 4 verse 2 says something interesting. For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to others, but the word that we heard didn't profit us because it wasn't mixed with faith as we heard it. You know, God can tell me all day he is the healer. The word can reveal him as the healer to me all day. But if I do not respond at some point with an acknowledgement and a belief and a trust, trust in God, so that then my capacity as the born-again believer to believe God locks in and I say, yes, that word is true. I believe it. I take it as my own and I apply it now as I pray, both for myself and for others. So Hebrews 4:2 is clear. If we do not mix faith with the word that is preached, you might say the word that you hear, that you read in your Bible, it won't profit us. benefit us, prosper us. You know, the church world sometimes gets things turned around in their understanding of matters of faith. And I think that's why the Lord Himself has to be your rock. He has to be your single focus in any crisis. And if you're thinking of insulating yourself from crisis and always being on the top of the heap, always controlling every situation so that you do not have to yield over your time, your routine, your resources, I can just tell you, put you on notice now, that is not going to work. At some point, if you really love God, if you really are born again, you will see it as it really is. This is a time that tries men's souls. This is a time where we see the full measure of who we are, not only in our character, but in our maturity as a believer. It's why the Lord has to be your rock, your single focus in any crisis. He is Lord. And you know, the enemy is under His feet. So I want to identify with Him, His Lordship, because in that identity, in that sacrifice that He made for me, also in addition to sacrifice, the enemy is under His feet. I need that. You need that. We need that. In covenant with Him, I'm seated with Him already, you know, in heavenly places. All things are possible. So the outcome becomes very clear. It may take a minute, a day, a week, a month, a year, or multiple years. You may be under the demand and the challenge of crisis over a prolonged period of time. That's okay. You can do it. You can carry it. Your shoulders are not only broad enough, but they're strong enough because they are His. It's His shoulders. You continue casting the care upon His shoulders because He cares for you. For the born-again believer, this is another important point. Do not forget. I know you don't hear this preached very often, but this is so important to remember. If you are born again, if you're not born again, you can pause or go, la, 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 la. You don't have to listen, okay? But for the born-again believer, guard your heart. A day is coming when we will all stand before the Lord. It's called the judgment seat of Christ, and it's mentioned in Romans 14 and 2 Corinthians 5. Both basically say the same thing. Romans 14, verse 10, for we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. All are those that are in the household of faith. 2 Corinthians 5:10, for we must all, again, the household of faith, appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Why? So that we may receive in proportion or as a result of the things that we've done. It's where we give an account for our motives, for our attitudes. And you know, selfishness is not going to be, that's not going to be something you want to carry in to this appointment with the Lord. So go ahead, just lay down your life right now. Go ahead and put others before yourself, because there comes a day and a time when our heart will be open before the Lord, why we did what we did. But for you right now, here's my point. Settle down in your faith. Settle down. Quiet your mind before the Lord. Meditate in His Word. Listen. Believe Him. Believe what you hear. Believe what He says. Don't put that off. Time with Him, don't put that off. Proverbs 4, 20 through 22. My child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep into your heart, for they bring life to those who find them, and healing to their whole body. If I'm looking for life, and the application is eternal life, something that matters beyond this world and this moment, the Lord's word penetrating my heart brings life, life to me as I find those words. And you know what else? This is why I don't understand why healing is so hard for people to grasp. God's word will bring healing to your whole body. Will bring healing to your whole body. And if it doesn't do it right this second, right this minute, that's okay. It's there because he said so. I believe him and I walk out the challenge to my health, the challenge to that healing God promised. I stay in faith. I stay with it. I stay with it. I stay with it. And I talk like he talks. Because you see, I've carefully listened to his word. I've paid attention to what he says. I don't lose sight. I keep that word before me, and I let it go even deeper into my heart. It's a great way to live. It's such a great way to live. There's such reward, such benefit, to be confident in your heart that no matter what is happening, what is shaking, or how fiercely it is shaking, what demand I will place will be placed today on me, the demand that I will face, no matter what it is, I can do it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And more than that, the reality of the moment-by-moment peace in the human heart helps you guard your heart against all these things we've discussed. And the peace that is in your heart, and by the way, it overflows into your home. Your home is filled with peace because your heart is filled with peace, and there's an overflow continually. It's just a process. So when someone comes in your home and they say, hey, you know, I feel God's peace right here. That is huge reward to know that God's peace in your life, in your heart, and in your home is tangible, it's real, it's rewarding you right now, it'll reward you even more in the day to come, and it's an eternal thing, so it'll last forever. Stay with it, stay with the word of the Lord, and don't forget, do not ever forget, don't let it slip away from you, that your faith is the obvious byproduct. Settle down in your faith. Do it right now. Quiet your mind before the Lord. Meditate in his word and listen. Listen.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others. Post about it on social media or leave a rating and review. Don't forget to check out the show notes or visit aclear trumpet.org, where you can subscribe to Shirley's email list, download the ministry app, and purchase your very own copy of Shirley's 365-day devotional, Running with Horses. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.